dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. Gets high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoe.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, it's like you got power.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you. And once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
Doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan traps, escapes. And on the first down. Wow. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow. Amazing.
See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here, and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40, Eric Brown, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with Cashman. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is get on its way, and the kick is good! School record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
But you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out to somebody's house.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun, gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted at Ndamukong-Suh. Suh to the 20, 15, touchdown Suh. Ndamukong-Suh's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat.
Oh, the stadium is blowing up.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. In a quirky scheduling, this is the only Doug and Daddy Show of the week. We're back from the State High School Football Championships. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and of course, college football coming your way on Friday. So we are jam-packed, and it's going to be a busy, busy weekend with an NFL tripleheader tomorrow, college football doubleheader Friday and Saturday, NFL tripleheader on Sunday, and it all caps off with what could be the most entertaining game of the NFL season, Monday Night Football, the Patriots and the unbeaten Saints from New Orleans, and that is all coming up. But first off, we've got a jam-packed show today. Dan Hawkins, head football coach at the University of Colorado, will he be back? We hope so. I don't know if he's been there long enough, but he's sure not getting the ball to bounce his way. So Coach Hawkins will be joining us at 12 noon. We're going to be just a little over on the show today, but right at 12 noon, Coach Hawkins is scheduled to join us. We wrap up the UNK and Hastings college seasons with Daryl Morris and Paul Merkowitz, and we'll also be talking with Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com because everything's today. Daddy has his picks. We've got Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. We're winding down our time to get you qualified for two Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture, so that's all coming up. We want to get to your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the phone number is 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. We welcome you if you're out on the road traveling home for Thanksgiving. Glad you're along with us. Our show always available on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. First off, though, Tony, congratulations to Hastings St. Cecilia and Aurora bringing home the state football championships yesterday.
Yeah, what a great day of football, high school football yesterday compared to, I guess, the first three games that weren't all that close on Monday. But, yeah, congratulations. Doug, the two quarterbacks that played last night in Drudick for Scott and Brockmeyer from Aurora, for it to be Brockmeyer, just a junior, that was a really amazing performance to have two of them going back and forth, came down to people forcing turnovers and turning that ball over, and what a finish to the six games. I thought that was an incredible football game. Congratulations. Yeah, it's not just Andrew Rodriguez. If you hadn't saw Aurora, we do other games on Friday nights. We had not saw Aurora in person. That was really an incredible performance.
That was a fun game to watch with Dudzik and Brockmeyer doing the job at the quarterback. And, boy, can they swing the ball down the field. And they had time to roam and throw and run and throw. And sometimes they weren't always to the right guy, but it was a pretty exciting game. And St. Cecilia, I thought, pretty much dominated Norfolk Catholic until they went back into the prevent there at the very end of the game. And the Knights actually had a chance to get the last 16 points. They got eight of them and got inside the 20 before Wade Dykeman stepped up and made the interception, which sealed the state championship for Hastings St. Cecilia. So congratulations to Coach Hubert, Coach Tesmer, all the kids and their coaching staffs bringing home the state championship. And if we've got a little more time, we'll talk about that. It started with such a elating if you're Ponca and heartbreaking if you're Hardington Cedar Catholic overtime two-point conversion try in that ball game that Ponca won yesterday morning 14-13. But right now, let's get into our list of guests as we do every Wednesday. Recap a little of what's going on at UNK, and since we didn't get a chance to catch up with the coach on Monday, we do so today. Our Wednesday Loper Link brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th with your textbooks. They're the cheapest textbooks. They guarantee it. Ask the manager for details, or you can shop online for the textbooks or all your Loper gear at thecollegestore.com. And by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, let Russ Smith help you with all of your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans, and joining us today is the head football coach at UNK, Daryl Morris. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, I can tell in your voice it's letdown time to finish up all the things you need to do with the season, and when all that adrenaline's been pumping through your body for about 4 months, I guess it's time to try and get a rest, but you're only going to get a couple of days of that. Congratulations on a great season.
Hey, we did have a good year, and I think the kids had a lot of fun, and certainly it was a great year for our seniors. You know, it would have been a crime against humanity had we not won a conference championship with Jack Hyatt and Kyle Davison and Matt Goldenstein and Jake Mandelko and you know, Ozzie Smith and Mike Neal and those kids. And so we're very pleased with what we were able to accomplish. Obviously ended up with a sore backside there, but you know, a good year.
Coach, obviously you expected kind of with this group to maybe, I guess you go back to a year ago, maybe expected to get more W's, but they could not have had a better year this year. And when you get to the second round of the playoffs and do things no UNK team has ever done, that really speaks to the seniors.
Well, you know, and I, a couple of guys ribbed me a little bit about my comment about this being the greatest team that's ever played football here, and that's a debatable topic. But I think that their body of work, especially this year, certainly keeps them in the conversation for quite some time. So a phenomenal year, even better kids to work with. I had a lot of fun being associated with these guys, and it's going to be tough to replace the 13 we're missing, but I think we got a great core group coming back next fall as well.
Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I guess that's the key, Coach, now that you have been to been as far as any UNK team has ever been. Now the chore is to try and keep it there and see if you can take the next step in the near future.
Well, and that is true, and it doesn't sound quite as good when you tell me that, but that's the plan. I mean, we had a meeting about recruiting the Sunday after we got back from Duluth, and we're in the office today watching films and DVDs and watching games on TV, and got guys watching games in Lincoln, and so we got to get out and start shopping around and see what we can find.
Obviously, the recruiting deal's got to help as far as you went. Have you saw signs of that already?
Well, I don't think there's any question that, the ability to talk about how our year was going and the mass email that I send out every week, and all that kind of stuff. So I think we are getting some interest from people that normally might not give us a second look sometimes. I think maybe they are coming back to take another look at us.
Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as their season came to an end last Saturday at Duluth. Coach, you told us on this program last week you couldn't afford to fall behind like you did against Saginaw Valley State, and unfortunately it looks like when you fell behind, then things just really kind of the wheels came off with a couple of plays that did not go the way you wanted, and it allowed Duluth to get this thing over by half.
Well, and that's exactly what happened. I'll tell you, one of the conversations that I had with our staff the week going into that game is that I felt like we were a tired football team. And we looked like a tired football team on Saturday. We made a couple mistakes. Duluth had a week off and looked rested and fast, and they made us pay for it. And then we just did not seem to have the intestinal fortitude to fight our way back 2 weeks in a row, and kind of knew that might be the case. So, yeah, I mean, they took it to us. They're a very good football team. They played extremely well, even by the admission of their coach. That was the best they'd played all year, and that was probably the poorest we had played all year. So that's what happens when you get those two situations together.
Daryl, have you saw any of the money? Has it started to roll in with the success you've had? Because it seems to me for you guys to take that next step, it's going to have to be adding a few more scholarships at least.
Well, I had a conversation with one of the gentlemen from the foundation this morning, and that's an ongoing process, and continue to try to build relationships with people that might have interest in helping us in Loper football, and it takes a while. You have to develop relationships with people, and we're going to try to strike while the iron's a little bit hot. We're going to, we want people to realize that what we did this year is probably not going to happen on a regular basis if we can't continue to stay competitive with what we're able to offer student athletes from the state of Nebraska and elsewhere. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to keep up pace.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this day before Thanksgiving. The Daytronics Super Region teams announced. We've been talking about making the playoffs in this Super Regional. It comes from all the schools that are in the region where UNK made the playoffs. And the Lopers had six players make either the first or second team. Rustin Dring, Jack Hyatt, and Jake Mandelko make the first team. Second team to Kyle Kaiser, Josh Rohde, and Ozzie Smith. And coincidentally, Silas Flewellen, the quarterback at Wayne State, was the quarterback selected here with all these great offenses. That includes Grand Valley State and Minnesota Duluth. And the defensive player of the year was the Duluth linebacker, Robbie Arich. I hope I said that right. But, Coach, talk a little bit about some of those kids that made All-Region.
Well, I think it starts, I really do, with Jack Hyatt. I mean, Jack Hyatt was really the piston that made our engine go offensively, and he's going to be a difficult guy for us to replace. And Jack is up for some additional awards that will be announced here in the near future. But just a phenomenal player, four-year starter, four-time first-team all-conference. And I think everything that Jack gets in terms of these personal accolades are really a tribute to the effort and time that he put in our program. Jake Mandelko's just been a phenomenal player for us, was the captain on defense that really kind of got everybody lined up and did a lot of great things for us. So, it's just more icing on the cake for us, for these kids to get recognized for their play and their effort and all the time and energy they've put into the program.
Coach, I want to ask you about, Rustin was a little bit banged up. We knew that going into that final game. Will he have shoulder surgery here early on?
Yeah, I think Rusty's already been to see the doctors at New West, and he's going to have some work done on that shoulder and try to get himself ready to go, and we feel like that's probably a wise thing to do. It's a reoccurring problem that he has with that shoulder, so I think we'll get that baby fixed here pretty quick, and he'll be ready to go for next fall.
Did you see anything this weekend in Lincoln on TV, or I don't think you made it in person, but anything there that piqued your interest?
Well, yeah, there's some kids, obviously, that we've been visiting with and have had on campus for some of our home games, and we continue to visit with them, and December 1st is the first day we're allowed to leave campus and go visit them at their school, so you know, that's what we're doing in the office today, just continuing to watch films and evaluate kids that are in our backyard that we feel like can help us continue to be successful.
Blama. Blama.
Coach, we always appreciate the time that you give us throughout the season. We'll catch up when we get back to recruiting season. Have a great Thanksgiving with you and your family.
Hey, same to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Man, we really appreciate everybody's support this year.
Thanks, Coach. Great year for the UNK football team, and that's the head football coach, your RMAC Coach of the Year, Daryl Morris, brought to you on our Wednesday Loper Link. In part by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank. We offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by the College Store on 1420 West 24th, now carries campus authentic apparel. Campus authentic, so real the coach might even put you in. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear at thecollegestore.com. A couple more UNK notes. Last night didn't go so well on the basketball court against Fort Hays State. The women, a low-scoring, close game, but Hayes is able to come back and pick up the win there by a score of 55-50 in that ball game. And up next for the UNK women, they will host Dakota State Saturday at 2. And for the men, they fell last night by a score of 75-60. They play York College at home tonight. Free admission to both of those. Men tonight, women Saturday. Free admission for both of those from UNK basketball. Also, we mentioned about the Daytronics football team. Volleyball, Nikki Scott, first team, and Kola Speck makes the second team. We'll talk a little bit more about Hastings College when we catch up with the head coach, Paul Merkowitz. Coming up, we'll see what Daddy's selections are for the weekend. Bruce Furniture Pigskin picked him. Joe DeMeo, Dan Hawkins, head football coach at Colorado, back after this.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney. Or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Owen and Conley have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Thanksgiving Day, it's a special holiday edition of the NFL as we bring you a Turkey Day triple header. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew as Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers face off against the Detroit Lions, followed by Oakland taking on Dallas. And in the nightcap, Eli Manning and the New York Giants head west to meet the Denver Broncos. The NFL and Thanksgiving are right here.
Thursday, Packers-Lions at 11, Raiders-Cowboys at 3, Giants-Broncos at 7, right here on ESPN Radio.
We'll see some lingering clouds early today, but then skies become partly sunny with a high temperature around 44. Northwest winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25. For tonight, skies become mostly clear with a low near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We talked about all the great football that's going on over the upcoming 5-day Thanksgiving holiday. Why not check it out at your place to hang out with friends and family and all the folks that are coming into town and some that are here. If you're coming in, they're here, and maybe if you're here, they're coming into town. At Cunningham's Journal in the Loft in the downtown Kearney Center with the coldest beer in Kearney guaranteed. And don't forget, they have the best sports viewing setup, crowd, and televisions in Kearney. They have TVs everywhere in HD for whatever you want to watch. College, every game. NFL, every game. Something else you want to watch, basketball's underway, men's, women's, there's still some of that holiday golf going on, things like that. Whatever you want to watch, they've got it for you. At Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, and new additions are being made every day. So come on in and check out the new layout. You'll see they're getting better. You're coming back from college, you haven't been to Cunningham's? And you're of age, you might want to check it out. It looks a little bit different as Mike and the gang doing a great job there. Check it out anytime or all the time during your Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft in the downtown Kearney Center. Daddy, coming up, we'll be hearing your picks and a few other things. And Ndamukong Suh is getting awards from everyone. He's a finalist for the Outland. He's a finalist for the Bednarik. He's been named the Lot Impact Player of the Week for the third time this year. Just so many good things going on for Ndamukong Suh.
Well, you saw this coming, early in the year, and I think finally, and you know, other people are reaping rewards. Obviously, I think Jared Crick, you'll start to hear his name, started to come up with a few awards himself. So it's just a great, great job. This whole defense has really come together, but he's been the leader all year, and congratulations to him.
Also, a total of 22 football players have been honored as the 2009 Academic All-Big 12 football team. A couple of those 4.0s. That means they had all A's, Tony?
No.
That's all A's, not just one showing up every once in a while.
Who were those?
Austin Cassidy and Sean Fisher. Some of the other kids on the first team, Wes Kamick, Andy Christensen, Ben Cotton, Will Compton, Colton Kaler, our boy from Harvard, Adi Kunalik, Zach Lee, J. Martin, Matt O'Hanlon on the first team. On the second team, Brett Maher from Kearney, Lance Thorell from Loomis, and Ndamukong Suh, Matt May from Imperial, Tyler Legate from Neely. So congratulations, Jacob Hickman's on there as well. Academic All-Big 12, Hickman, second team. Maybe somebody taking the last semester off. I don't know. Well, we are ready to continue our talks with the head football coaches at UNK and Hastings College as we bring in the head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz. And I will have to say that I am so glad that we did not have to do this show on Monday to give Coach some time to recover after just a heartbreaking loss to Ottawa in the NAIA playoffs. Coach, have you again begun speaking to people?
Oh yeah, we stopped feeling sorry for ourselves right around Monday and got back to work on Tuesday. But it was our kids played really, really hard. We just we kind of ran into some things that kind of got out of our control, and they were able to put some points on the board, and then we really didn't have an answer for it. So it was just kind of a tough way to end the season. But we were happy to be where we were at, and wouldn't want to do it any differently. That's for sure.
Coach, you start the season, you say, Paul, if you'd end the season in the playoffs, how would you take that? You'd take it right now, immediately. Then you get there and you're thinking, man, we should have been on the field at 8.
Yeah, I think so. But, I mean, you're always, if you're competitive, you're always kind of thinking that way, I think. And you know, we have had a couple of days to kind of look back, and it was a very, very special season. And, you know, great group of guys. That's probably the biggest thing, you know, that I'm missing is not that we're not preparing for a game, but just being around the guys for another week. And, you know, it was, like I said, it was a lot of fun.
Coach, take us to the game. What was so great in the first half that did not transfer over to the second half?
Well, you know, we scored, I think, to go up 34-6 with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. So things were, you know, the second half kind of started off the same way the first did. You know, they started to get some plays, and, you know, we had a couple turnovers. I think, you know, when Troy went down, you know, right at the end of the third quarter, kind of changed some of the things that we were doing, and they really loaded up against the run at that particular point, and we were just having a tough time making some plays, and they started to make them, you know, and that's really the fourth quarter went by pretty fast, but they were putting quite a few points on the board.
You ever been a part of anything like this though?
No, not that I can recall. I mean, like I said, it was to think that at least to some extent we were somewhat in control of what was going on, and then for it to just kind of go south, I don't know if I've been involved in something like that before.
Coach, postseason awards will be coming out for the NAIA as well. You're going to lose some solid football players off this team. As you go into preparing for next year, and we kind of mentioned it with Coach Morris, you're at a spot now that you want to stay at and maybe take that next step and compete with the Morningsides and the Sioux Falls and have a chance to be a playoff contender every single year. What positions, what things do you have to address immediately?
Well, I think, you know, probably the biggest area is in the offensive line. We got to get a little bit better. I think we got to replace a couple of guys, first of all, but I think we want to be a little bit more consistent that way. I think, we did some nice things in the game on Saturday, but like I said, I think that's probably the biggest area. But we did take a look at it this morning as a staff. I mean, shoot, we've got 19 seniors that are going to return, for next year's team, and you know, we're pretty excited about, you know, what we have coming back, especially, you know, defensively. But outside of the offensive line, probably the secondary, we lose both corners and a free, so it's going to be tough that way as well. But that's part of the process, and you know, that's part of recruiting, and we need to get out on the road here after the holiday and get going on that.
Paul, how's Troy?
Troy's okay. Had we had a game, had we won the game, I don't think he'd have been able to play. He's not going to have surgery, but he's going to be on crutches for couple weeks probably, and then be ready to get going here after the first of the year and get back in shape and get ready to go for spring practice.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this day before Thanksgiving. Coach, again, it was a great year for this football team.
It really was. Like you said, if you go back to the beginning and you say, hey, you're going to go 9-3 and you're going to make the playoffs, we would have been happy with that. And like I said, we've had a chance kind of as a staff and the players to kind of look back at the season and all the special things that we were able to accomplish. And, you know, I think this group of seniors left this program better than it was when they got here, and that's all you can ask. And we just have to get ready to take the next step next year.
Everybody saw Maurice coming into this year doing special things. I think you knew Troy was going to be solid at quarterback. Who are the kids maybe you're losing that maybe surprised you the most? Stepped up and played as well as he could play.
Well, like I said, I think our guys in the secondary were dynamite. I mean, for us to turn over, you know, I think we wound up with 44 turnovers. We wound up plus 22. So that a lot of that has to do with what you're doing defensively. And so, you know, those guys I think have been, you know, were really, really good. Spencer Jashani in the offensive line for us was really good. And so they said we got to do some work to replace some guys. But, again, as we look back at it, a pretty special season.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate chat with you. Thanks for joining up with us every week, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Enjoy Thanksgiving, enjoy the holidays, and keep things going in the right direction at Hastings College.
Thanks again, guys, and you guys have a great holiday, too.
All right, take care. Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I mean, wow. Wow. I mean, that's something you're never going to forget, and Ottawa's never going to forget, but they're going to forget it for different reasons. It's just one of those things you can't explain. You can't explain. It's happened on the pro level. It's happened on the collegiate level at Division I. It happens at all levels that somewhere, sometimes, somebody makes an amazing comeback. You just like to be on the side that makes the amazing comeback and not on the other side.
It'll be that team that stops a two-point conversion.
That's right. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, but as we do, it's time to get you registered for Pigskin Pick'em, brought to you by Bruce Furniture, and a chance to go for two Lazy Boy recliners. We've added a couple of games to give you maybe a chance to get a few more right as we go into the Thanksgiving holiday. There's quite a few rivalry games. You be caller number 10 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And we wish all of you that have been giving us grief all year long about letting you pick against us, best of luck today, folks. Best of luck at being caller number 10, 888-455-3776. Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em is next.
When I came up with the idea, it was almost complete. The treats truck. Oh, that would just be the best thing in the world.
It's impossible not to root for Kim Ema, owner of the treats truck. She serves up tasty cookies and cupcakes to the people of New York City.
We make all kinds of really homey, fun, old-fashioned treats. I think these days there are so many big companies and chains and franchises that when someone sees a small business, they really want it to succeed.
But Kim couldn't do it alone.
Managing cash flow is really important to my business because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up and I need to purchase a large amount of chocolate. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Doctors Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see some lingering clouds early today, but then skies become partly sunny with a high temperature around 44. Northwest winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25. For tonight, skies become mostly clear with a low near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Our time is winding down to pick up a qualifier for those Lazy Boy recliners. And I'll tell you what would you say? A couple thousand people have been clamoring to figure out how they can sneak in and be on the show without being the right number caller.
They try. They try and bribe, but we will have none of it.
So now that Russ from Kearney is on the program, we will accept that bribe. Russ, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
There's no Iowa. There's no Iowa State this week. What do we do?
Don't expect me to take Colorado, though. I'm not going to do it.
We got a lot of games, Russ, so let's get after them. And they start with the first game on the schedule on Friday. And it's going to be a night game, but it's the first game at the top of our list here. Pittsburgh at West Virginia. Pitt's favored by 2. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Mountaineers.
Daddy, I took West Virginia.
Well, I'll do a shot of moonshine myself.
All right, a clean sweep. Iron Bowl, Alabama at Auburn. I'm taking Alabama.
Yeah, I don't think this will be close. Different teams in different directions.
Russ.
Bama as well.
Let's get it out of the way. Nebraska, Colorado. Daddy?
I'll take the Scurs.
Russ?
I think Colorado's going to cover, but I still got to take Nebraska.
Yeah, I feel. That's exactly what I think. Predictions coming up on that game in a little bit. I'll take Nebraska. Virginia Tech at Virginia. And who you got, Russ?
Oh, Virginia Tech.
Let's see.
Tech.
You're going to take Tech. Daddy?
I'll take Tech as well.
I will as well. See, we're taking a few extra games because he seem easy, right? Clemson at South Carolina. I'm going to take the old ball coach here because they're at home. I'll take South Carolina. Daddy?
I'll take South Carolina, too.
Russ?
Well, I'll go the other side of that, then. I'll take Clemson.
All right. Missouri at Kansas. I think it's too big a mess. I'll take Missouri.
You know what? I'll take Fighting Mangino any day.
Well, what about you, Russ?
I'll go with you and go Missouri.
Tennessee at Kentucky. Here's a head-scratcher. Tennessee is favored by 3. How? How are they favored by 3, Daddy?
Well, because they might get more players arrested for armed robbery. I'll take them.
Russ, who are you taking?
I'll go Kentucky.
I am taking Tennessee, so Russ has Kentucky on that one. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's favored by double digits, 10 points in this game. I guess that's why I'm taking Oklahoma. Tony?
I will take a Boomer Sooner, too.
And Russ?
Make it 3.
Georgia Tech, Rusty, who do you got?
Georgia Tech, I'll take the Texters.
Daddy?
I'll take the option attack.
Here's where I am going to go with that rivalry dealio. I am taking the Bulldogs for no apparent reason. This is one that, why should they win? There's
Uga,
no reason.
Uga died last week.
Uga. And yes, Uga 8, I hope we'll be making. Uga 7 passed. Uga 8, I believe, coming in. I'm taking Georgia. Arizona at Arizona State. Close spread here. I believe it's about 4 Arizona. I will take Arizona. Daddy?
I'm going to take a member of Pat Murphy leaving. I'll take Arizona State.
Yeah, Arizona State baseball coach Pat Murphy. Leaving, that would be a good term. Russ?
I'll take Arizona State as well.
Arkansas at LSU. Who you got, Russ?
Arkansas at LSU. I'm going to have to guess that's LSU I'll take.
I took LSU. Daddy, they're favored by like a field goal is all.
I'll take LSU.
Notre Dame at Stanford. Daddy?
They suck so bad. Give me Stanford.
Russell.
The officials cheated. We haven't even been able to get into that. The two blatant holding calls that were not holding calls, that they cheated at the end of the game, still couldn't win. They're not going to win at Stanford.
Against Connecticut. Okay, that's the late night ABC game. You'll hear it right here on ESPN, Russ.
I'm going to take Stanford, too, but I won't give you a 5-minute lecture on why I want them.
It seems like I'm looking at Bill Callahan coaching Notre Dame. And I think Jimmy Clausen and the boys want to win, but I don't think they want to win bad enough. Stanford is my pick. And the final selection, because it is another rivalry game, we'll see if someone wants the upset here. UCLA at Southern Cal. I'm not picking the upset. I'll take USC. Daddy?
Yeah, Trojans.
Russ?
Yep, Trojans.
All right. It could come down to the tiebreaker because this game shouldn't be that close, but who knows. Florida State at Florida is also this week. Total points in the ball game. You know what? I'll even say what I put down first. 47 is what I've taken. Russ?
Florida State at Florida. I'll go 50.
Daddy?
Well, I got 55 wrote down.
So Russ is right in betwixt. This Russ has already won a $25 gift card to our friends at Bruce Furniture and a party pack from folks like Midway, Big O, Fanatics, a whole lot more. Russ, best of luck and a happy Turkey Day.
You guys as well.
All right. See you, Russ. I can't wait on Friday. I'm gonna pop me in one of those turkey pizzas and watch the game. It's going to be outstanding. Russ joining us. Daddy, are you ready to make your selections? How'd you do last week, first off?
We're dead even again last week. I was one below 500 on Saturday, one above 500 on Sunday, so we just sit right there, can't get anything going in the positive direction.
Are we looking at tomorrow, or are we going deep into the weekend?
We're looking at tomorrow's college game.
That means Texas and Texas A&M.
I don't see how this is going to be close. Colt McCoy completing 73% of his passes. A&M, well, they're A&M. And minus 21, I know it's a rivalry game. I know it's at College Station. I lay 21 points. I take the Longhorns. New Mexico State, San Jose State. Maybe two of the worst teams in all the land. But San Jose State minus 12. Give me New Mexico State. I'll gobble up those 12 points. Rice at Houston. Houston minus 30. Well, the over-under is 74, people. That tells me people think there's going to be points scored. That means people can think there's going to be a lot of points scored by Houston. I lay 30 points. Tulane at SMU. SMU minus 17.5. I will take the Tulane Golden Wave.
Texas, New Mexico State, Houston, and Tulane. Houston, we have a problem. NFL, Daddy.
You know what? I'm going to start with Oakland at Dallas. And I went through all the reasons with Mr. Cowher this morning. You know what? He's playing a bad team. He's playing a bad team. Tony Romo should have a big day. I take Dallas and lay the 13 points. In other action, Tampa Bay at Atlanta. You know what? They're starting to figure out that underdog deal. There's just too many points out there. I gobble up 12.5 points. I take Josh Freeman. I take Tampa Bay, Buccaneers. And Chicago at Minnesota. Minnesota 10.5. Rivalry game. Should be a great game. I think it comes down to a field goal. Minnesota probably wins this game. But I take the 10.5 points.
Tampa Bay, Chicago, and Dallas as the NFL picks. Tulane, Houston, New Mexico State, and Texas as the college picks. Coming up, Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Dan Hawkins, the head football coach at Colorado. But right now we go to the phone lines. 888-455-3776. Derek, who's waiting for?
Now we got Max from McCookies out on the road. Wanted to give you guys a holler.
Oh, no, Max. Max, are you keeping it on the road? It's kind of windy.
Well, you know, I've been doing real good. You know, and I just been listening to you guys, and it just kind of makes my trip to Omaha just all that much shorter.
Well, we appreciate that, Max. Who's your pick yesterday in the football, the high school game? What'd you like the best?
Which game did I like the best?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, probably, of course, I liked the Aurora game last night. You know, those kids, you talk about not quitting and playing hard for Randy. You know, how can you get it any better than that?
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Going to Omaha for the whole weekend or just a couple days?
Well, I'm going to head down there. It just depends when the family is going to say, head yourself back to McCook.
Doesn't have anything to do with how the financial situation in Iowa goes, does it?
Well, we got to go to Iowa. That's where I'm from, you know. That's where I got to stay because they won't let me stay in Omaha.
Max, have a happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Okay. I got one other little thing to say to the big guy.
Okay.
The big daddy. You remember that that highway patrolman we saw at the UNK game, your buddy from, where is it, Elwood or Bertrand or wherever he was from?
Todd Shetland, yes. Yes, State
Patrol.
Yeah,
he lives in Minden now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stopped me. You know, and I says, don't you remember me? I was with Big Daddy. And he says, oh, yeah, I remember you well. Gosh, how are you doing? Fine. And I says, well, what did you stop me for? And he says, well, you might be speeding a little bit. And I says, well, since I know you, that's probably a pretty good deal. And he says, yeah, real good. And guess where I'm calling you from? The jail. Boy, Daddy, you got the buddies out there, I'll tell you that.
Thanks, Max. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have a happy Thanksgiving, and don't stuff the turkey too much.
Max from McCook on his way. We always love hearing from Max. It's been a while. He's been busy taking care of all that is football. Joe DeMeo expected to join us here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Dan Hawkins, the head football coach at Colorado, is expected to join us here at the top of the hour. We're going to go over just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Joe's ready to join us, I believe Derek has told us. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us every Thursday. But tomorrow we're going to be too busy eating turkey and watching. Well, we're going to watch football. I'm not going to call it great football. Joe, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing? How's everything? Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you as well, folks. I'll let you know if you've got a question to fire off to the Dent Popper inbox for Joe. Now's the time to do it. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's get right into it here. This is from Steve in Kearney. He wants to know whether he should start Eli Manning or Matt Ryan this weekend.
Yeah, I had that question earlier as well, Steve, and it's a decent question because Ryan's got a solid matchup against a Bucs defense that is in turmoil. Their defensive coordinator has been demoted, if you will, and they're going to return to a Tampa, too, so the transition is going to be interesting, to say the least. Even with all that on the side of Matt Ryan, it might be a good week to wheel out Eli Manning. The Broncos are in disarray, and Manning was solid last week. He goes to Denver, maybe he goes two scores, 260, 280, and that'll probably be about what Ryan will give you.
Joe, what do you do if you get a running back on the New York Giants roster? Jacobs in a boot, Bradshaw supposedly out.
Yeah, Harry Carey is recommended for anybody who owns a Giant running back. It's a disaster. Jacobs just hasn't given what owners expected this season. If you're in a flex situation, Daddy, you might want to pick up Danny Ware. Bradshaw is out. Bradshaw has been ruled out for the game. He's not going to play. So Bradshaw owners out there, quickly run out, get Danny Ware, and play him as you normally would play Ahmad Bradshaw.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show for the very latest, especially when they're playing on more than just one or two days on a Sunday and Monday. You want to check that out every day and keep up to date. Here's an interesting dilemma I have for you, Joe. I've got an email here from our old buddy Tori in Riverdale, the Riverdale Wrangler. But he's going to be asking you a question, and he's going directly against me in our head-to-head matchup this week. So I don't know what kind of advice I want you to give him, but he has been prospering on your advice, so let's see what happens. He says he needs to know T.J. Hushmanzada, Larry Fitzgerald, Greg Jennings, and he wants to know which two to play out of that, and if Kurt Warner being banged up has any significance on whether you should play Fitzgerald or not.
No, you got to play Larry Fitzgerald, Torrey, under all circumstances, even with Matt Leinart under center. Warner will start. He'll come out, and as long as he doesn't get too banged up, he should be okay. But, Fitz is just one of those guys that, regardless of who's under center, he's going to be a primary target. So it really comes down to Jennings and T.J. Hushmanzada. Hushmanzada is going against Minnesota. Nice matchup. The real key to Greg Jennings is, does Aaron Rodgers get time to throw the ball deep? And the answer is this week, yes. He's going against the Detroit Lions tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. And this week, use Jennings and Larry Fitzgerald, as Jennings will probably get open deep like he did last week and is likely to find pay dirt.
Well, and because he has no idea how to manage his own team, he's got one more question. He's got to play three of these four, so which one do you bench? Ray Rice, Frank Gore, Joseph Addai, Ricky Williams. Which one do you not play?
Oh, my. Ray Rice, Joseph Addai, Ricky Williams, and who was the other one?
Frank Gore.
Frank Gore. That is a real dilemma. Those are all solid backs with great matchups. Ray Rice has a tough matchup against the Steelers, but he has been nothing but lights out. Addai running against Houston speaks for itself. Ricky Williams has been dynamic. He goes up against the worst rushing defense in football, the Buffalo Bills. Frank Gore goes against, I guess, Jacksonville this week, and that's a kind of a tidy matchup as well. I would have to recommend this week to sit Joseph Addai. Play Frank Gore, Ricky Williams, and Ray Rice. But that is a lukewarm vote here because all these guys have great matchups, and any one of them can get off this week.
Joe DeMeo joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, Jason Witten, any news on him?
It's game time decision tomorrow, Daddy, and all you can do is roster Martellus Bennett and just wait for half an hour before the game to see if he's going. He's got a decent matchup against the Raiders. They should feature him. Asumago will probably be affixed to Miles Austin, and which will give Witten probably a lot of room to roam underneath. The real issue now becomes that foot and the short period to heal. I think you'll try to go, but do yourself a favor. Grab Martellus Bennett this way. While you're getting ready to put a little turkey down, you'll have the opportunity to run into the media room real quick and check to see if Witten's active. If he's inactive, you can start Bennett.
Joe, there's a lot of tight ends that are maybe starting to emerge, especially some young guys like a Martellus Bennett, like a Brandon Pettigrew at Detroit. That might be the one position kind of for some new faces to kind of emerge on the fantasy scene.
Yeah, don't forget Jermichael Finley either out in Green Bay. The young tight ends have had a brilliant season. In fact, it's been an interesting year in that the only, a sagacious tight end, the big tight end really is underachieved this year is Jason Witten. But Vernon Davis is the big surprise of this season. In my mind, Brent Celek is another one. Heath Miller has come to pass. Kellen Winslow has stepped up. Clark Gonzalez, Gates have all been good. There's a lot of tight end talent out there right now. So you don't have to, get overly nervous. Heaven forbid Tony Gonzalez or Gates or one of those guys go down prior to your fantasy playoffs.
Joe DeMeo with us for just another minute. Let's see if we can get a couple more questions. And here's an email all the way from Minnesota, and I don't even think he's asking me about any Vikings. Jeff, who used to be a Kearneyite, listening online all the way from Minnesota. Jeff, great to have you with us. He wants to know, Joe, he's only got to play one of these guys. He says it's a great problem to have. Hushmanzada, Michael Crabtree, Greg Jennings, or Steve Smith of the Giants. Which one would you play?
And you only get to play one. Okay, that is another issue. We like Jennings over Hoosh. Crabtree's got a good matchup this week. Steve Smith going up to Denver will probably face Champ Bailey. Let's rule him and Hoosh out. So it comes down to Jennings and Crabtree. And in this case, let's go with Greg Jennings over Michael Crabtree.
Joe, who's your number one quarterback on your board this week?
Aaron Rodgers. You have to love him this week against the Lions, followed very closely by Phillip Rivers. And those two guys have brilliant matchups. Breeze and Brady actually go against each other, but both of those pass defenses have proven to be quite terrific. Obviously, Peyton Manning would be right behind Rodgers and Rivers this week going against Houston.
Well, Eric has sent us an email here, but I'm not sure I quite get it. Do you know who Mike is, Derek?
I don't. He asked Marshawn Lynch or Mike. I'm not sure who Mike
Bell.
Mike Bell is all I can think of.
And he also wants to know any idea when Fred Taylor might be back. Boy, this guy must not have much of a fantasy team if he's asking about those three guys.
Let me answer the first question last. Fred Taylor is still a couple of weeks away from rejoining the Patriots. Sammy Morris is likely to be back this week. Maroney's got a decent matchup against New Orleans. If it's Mike Bell and Marshawn Lynch, Lynch has had a bit of a shoulder injury. Keep an eye. Come to the site on Saturday where I post a walking wounded, and I'll let you know if Lynch is going to play. If Lynch plays, use him because Mike Bell, I think, is going to be mitigated this week by Reggie Bush returning to action.
Joe, we appreciate it as always. We'll let you go. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, Doug, Daddy, both you guys, everybody in the greater Kearney area, including Minnesota, happy Thanksgiving.
Take care, Joe. Joe DeMeo, check it all out at FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Colorado head football coach Dan Hawkins joins us on this extended Doug and Daddy show right after this.
At USAA Bank, we stand by some core beliefs. We believe it's your money, and it should be treated that way, and that you shouldn't have to pay to use it. That's why we offer free ATMs nationwide, free debit card rewards, and free checks. We can save you up to $600 a year. And because we think bank hours should conform to your schedule, we offer free USAA web bill pay, mobile banking, and deposit at home, allowing you to deposit checks by scanning them whenever you want. At USAA, we believe when it comes to your money, business as usual is no way to do business at all. Better banking begins now. Visit usaabanking.com and start saving up to $600 a year with a free checking account. usaabanking.com. Availability restrictions apply. You must qualify for USAA deposit at home. Credit approval required. USAA does not charge a fee for the first 10 ATM withdrawals and refunds up to $15 in other banks' ATM usage fees each month. USAA Federal Savings Bank. Member FDIC.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners. Philadelphia Heating and Air.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We'll see some lingering clouds early today, but then skies become partly sunny with a high temperature around 44. Northwest winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25. For tonight, skies become mostly clear with a low near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Daddy, it's not all turkey, but maybe all of a sudden somebody stopped by and you're having Thanksgiving tomorrow and you didn't even realize it. What would you do?
What would I do? I would go, well, first of all, I'd need to know that today because I don't think they're open tomorrow.
Well, no, but because you want to prepare it.
I'd go down to Trauma's Quality Meats.
You get a turkey, maybe some ham, all of a sudden.
Maybe a little prime rib. You know, there's only a couple, three, four of you.
You're a big fan of that. Well, if there's three, and you might have to fix more than one meal. So you have the prime rib, and there's only three, four of you, but he's got these big, huge hams. What does he do to make it ready for you?
Whack! He whacks it in two.
What if he needs to do it again?
Whack, whack!
Okay, there you go. Dan Hawkins, head football coach at Colorado, going to join us in just a moment. Don't forget, located right across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30 in Kearney, Kerry and the gang, open for you, Troutman's Quality Meats, maybe even pick up some snack sticks and some things to feed the kids over the weekend. Oh, some of the great bacon for a breakfast. They have got so many great things, some scallops that they might be sneaking around in there. What do you think about that?
That is one true. You know what I was thinking about? Things I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for Troutman's bacon.
Daddy is you're thankful for about any kind of food, aren't you?
A big fan of food.
All right. You know what I'm thankful for? Dan Hawkins, head football coach at the University of Colorado, who has graciously given us some of his time, as he does two or three times every season here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, good morning.
What's going on with that bacon anyway? What's up with the bacon?
Oh, damn, Coach, you will not go anywhere else. You would have it flown to you, I'm telling you. You got to
really?
You got to check out this Troutman's Quality Meats.
Nice. I might.
Daddy's going to make sure you get some sometime along the way here. Coach, you're getting ready for Nebraska coming in and everything that is going on with Nebraska already clinching the North. Daddy and I seem to think this is a trap game and that your football team is going to be more than ready to go coming off that nice yet, I'm sure, disappointing finish at Oklahoma State.
Well, you know, Nebraska's they're a very, very good football team. Bo's done a good job with those guys. They're doing things tough on you schematically, as well as they've got a bunch of players. And so we're obviously looking forward to the opportunity and going to be another great sunny day in Colorado. And I think anytime you have an opportunity to play Nebraska, you're fired up about that.
Dan, is there part of your football team where you're pretty excited and think, man, this is a pretty good group of guys, and they're really competing for you well right now?
Our kids are awesome. They really are, you know, and it stinks when you don't win more games. It stinks. But, you know, there really hasn't been a game that we haven't had chances. You know, even Texas, you know, we had our chances against Texas. So we just gotta keep plugging, you know, and get a little bit better here and give up a sack less here, a penalty there, a turnover there. But we had chances, you know, in every game, and You know, I was watching a little bit of the Michigan-Ohio State game the other day, and they were talking. They got Michigan's got 11 freshmen or sophomores in there two deep. We got 23. You know, I mean, we're playing freshmen and sophomores everywhere. We're so, yeah, and I love our guys, man. They'll scrap now. I know that. They've never quit in any game.
Seems to be, as we've watched you, Coach Dan Hawkins joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, seems to be as we've watched Colorado on TV throughout the season, and I look at this stat I'm going to bring up, it seems to be feast or famine. You, like Nebraska, one of the nation's leaders in three and outs. You go out there, team doesn't get a first down, your offense is right back on the field. But when you don't get the three and out, it doesn't seem like the drive just goes five or six plays and you get that stop either.
We've had a couple of gashers this year, which, you know, you don't like. You never like giving up. We gave up, you know, we did a nice job against Okie State, but gave up, you know, a couple of really big plays and obviously the punt return. But, you know, I think our defense at times has played pretty well. They had a tough couple games getting out of the chute, and I think that affected their confidence a little bit. But they've rallied back and doing a nice job in several areas.
Coach, take us back to last Thursday night. The decision, you've got Cody in the game, lead you to a touchdown. How difficult was it not to put him out there in the second half?
Yeah, it was, you know, because obviously he did a great job. You know, Tyler did a nice job, too. We're fortunate. We feel like we got a couple of guys that can play, and, you know, Tyler's a little bit more mobile, you know, which helps us at times. But they complement each other really well and get along really well, and they're both team guys, and So, there's no manual for the whole deal. You're kind of writing it as you go.
And I apologize. You will be getting a bill. I was actually on my couch, Cody, at halftime. Because I was so fired up for the kid and what he's been through this year.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some ups and downs, and that's got to be tough as a dad as well as a coach.
Yeah, you know, I mean, part of it is a dad. Yeah, it's a little bit tough, but it's also, you know, I kind of grew up a country kid, and my dad kind of knew that every little bit of adversity kind of makes you a little bit stronger down the road. So he used to always kind of laugh when things wouldn't go very well for you because he knew it was going to help you get better. And, you know, he wants to be a coach and he understands that nature of it. He'll have a little bit more empathy when he does coach. And so a little dose of adversity never hurts anybody.
Dan Hawkins with us here for another couple minutes on this day before Thanksgiving as the Huskers get ready to head out to Colorado. I believe the word that Nebraska defensive coordinator Carl Pelini used yesterday to talk about Tyler Hansen was slippery. Will he continue, or has he continued to get a little more evasive and a little more confident with the getting out of the pocket as this season moved?
Yeah, he can move around in it back there a little bit. He can. He's got some nice awareness to his game, and does a nice job kind of extending a few plays here or there, and that's helped us for sure.
Coach, how have you been? Everybody, you know, nobody ever asked that.
Trust me, man. You know, in this deal, you're not human if you don't have some dark moments. I mean, you want to win, and you get, you know. And I'm one of those guys, man. I'm all about looking in the mirror. You know, you don't point the finger at anybody but yourself, and you got to come up with the answers. But at the same time, I've been doing this a long time. We've won championships everywhere I've been. Our staff's been very successful wherever they've been. You know, and I just keep saying it, and people hate it. They want everything right now, but you just got to do things right. You know, you got to take care of the details. You got to take care of the little things. You stay positive. You keep teaching. You keep working. You try to maximize what you're about. And, you know, that's what you do. And so there's no question. I mean, I used to say wherever I've been coaching, I said, well, this year was chapter 14 or 15. And this year I've kind of said, well, this year I got chapter 15 through 25. I mean, I got about 10 chapters worth in the book. So, but it's been interesting. That's for sure.
Well, you're one of our favorites. You feel confident after that you're going to be the coach?
Yeah, I do. I do. Our administration's great, very supportive, and I think they get it. And, you know, they understand the nuts and bolts and all the stuff that goes on in here and how we do it and what we've gone through and what we're all about and what we're trying to achieve and the way we're trying to do it. And so I think they have a very good perspective. And they like the fans and me and everybody else. You know, it stinks, you know, when you lose. But I just think sometimes, man, you got to look at the process and kind of go, is something wrong with the process? If it is, then you probably got a problem. But if the process is pretty good, you know, eventually the product's going to come, and you just got to keep hanging in there.
Coach, win, lose, or draw, the season comes to an end Friday. What will Dan Hawkins be doing on Saturday?
Well, I got my family in town for Thanksgiving. That'll be awesome. I got a lot of great kids, and they'll be here, and we'll be soaking up that, and you know, get ready to get going in the off season, get recruiting ramped up, get our guys lifted and running, and retool it. You're ready to go again.
How are you gonna block Sue?
What's that?
How are you gonna block Sue?
You don't can't. You can't block him, can you?
I sure as hell can.
Even Daddy's patented swim move. Nothing there. Nothing
yeah, you
there.
Can't. You know, I think we should just go Lonesome Polecat. You know, just say forget it. You can't block him anyway. Why try to block him? I mean, you know, you might as well do that.
Hey, Coach, I got to ask you one more before we let you get out of here. I know around Thanksgiving and then when kids go on holiday trips for the Bulls and things like that, they always do their community part. I know the Huskers are visiting some hospitals this morning. What's going on with your Buffalo crew here the next few days?
Well, we got practice early in the morning tomorrow. And, you know, we'll spread out and have Thanksgiving and count our blessings and get ready to go.
All right, Coach, we sure appreciate you making some time for us. We look forward to a real competitive game on Friday. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, guys, ship some of that bacon out here.
It's on its way. Dan Hawkins on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Yeah, I mean, let's face it. How much X and O's did we want to talk? I mean, we talked a little bit, but we want to know what's on Coach Hawkins' mind. And, you know, he's... Every coach is going to keep that chin-up attitude here, unless you're coaching at Memphis. But as you said, he's one of our favorites. Always time. I want to thank Dave Pilotti and the gang out there for making Coach available and for Coach for giving us his time. The flat-out truth is there are a lot of people, some in the know, some not in the know, that would like to see Coach Hawkins not at Colorado next year, because they are afraid of the direction he is going to have this program if he does stay in the next couple of years, and that they will be them and Nebraska, if things go well, really battling it out, not only in the North, but getting real competitive in the Big 12 overall.
I hope, Doug. I really hope. And for one, we've got a fairly, really good relationship with Dan Hawkins. Dave Pilotti, yeah, guys, what do you need? How can we do, you know, how can we make this deal work for you? You look at what he's done. He's in his fourth season, 16-32. I hope the administration says, "Hey, what do you think's rapidly got to improve?" And I hope he can make a couple changes on that staff and have him stick around. That's what I hope.
Well, and from what we hear inside and outside the program, it was so messed up after the Gary Barnett fiasco, and just the way it fell apart so quickly there in about a year and a half. It's in such bad shape that they haven't even had time to try and properly fix this. He's just getting his type of kids that are going to be really involved here in the next couple of years.
You know, he's not, you know, his head isn't in the snow. To have the administration say they've been supportive, they're stone, Coach. A lot of them out there are stoned. He needs to know that first. I just hope they sober up enough and look at the entire situation.
Well, no matter what, ABC 2:30 Friday, Nebraska, Colorado, and then we'll find out on Saturday. There are way too many similarities between Nebraska and Colorado. Callahan got 4 years. Solich was let go the day after the Nebraska game. Heck, like maybe it was that night when he got back, I guess, to think about it there. But it was just very, very shortly after that, even when they won. Daddy, you want to give your prediction before we get out of here? Nebraska, Colorado. I'll give mine. I don't know how. You look at some of this and you're going, how are they going to score points? And then you go, how are they going to not score points? Because this is the craziest series out there, I think Colorado is going to give Nebraska all they want. And in the grand scheme of things, folks, this game really doesn't mean anything to Nebraska, does it? They've clinched the Big 12 title. It appears that if we beat Texas, we go to the Fiesta Bowl for sure, and that would be a long shot. And if we don't beat Texas, we're going to the Holiday Bowl. And it doesn't matter what happens against Colorado, unless just a lot of weird things happen where Oklahoma State falls so far that something strange would happen out of all this. So this is such a strange game for Nebraska that actually doesn't mean anything on the good side of things. I mean, it's not like, well, we're 4-7 and it doesn't mean anything. It's not like we're Colorado 3-8. I think Colorado gives us all. We've had a few 33-30s. I'm going to go with it again. Nebraska finds a way, 33-30 over Colorado.
I'm going to say 28-27 in overtime. Nebraska finds a way to win.
Colorado goes for two?
No, they missed the extra point. That's just the way their seasons went.
Oh, folks, it's our only Doug and Daddy show of the week because of the high school football, because of Thanksgiving, and, of course, because of college football on Friday. We've got this coming up this week for you here on Friday as soon as I get my sheet. Hold on. Just a second. I got it. All right, here we go. Friday, Alabama, Auburn, Pittsburgh, West Virginia. Saturday, Florida, Florida State, Notre Dame, Stanford. And we've got all three NFL games for you tomorrow. Packers, Lions at 11, Raiders, Cowboys at 3, and Giants, Broncos tomorrow night's game. It's in Denver again. If you're going out to enjoy both the Broncos and the Husker Buffalo game, enjoy it. We will see you on Monday. Thanks to Paul Merkowitz, Daryl Morris, Colorado head coach Dan Hawkins, and Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. It's officially basketball season.
Already, it already is. Seems like we just started 2 days. We'll see you. Have a happy and wonderful Thanksgiving, everyone out there, and be safe. We'll see you.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.